Is there something going on with running today?
Well, I'm sure Hauser's out for a run right now, but nothing other than that that I know of.
Okay. Is this the anniversary of this album coming out?
That's exactly it.
Is that it?
Born to Run, released on this date, August 25th. What year?
Whew. 76?
75.
Okay.
Very close.
Not bad.
51 years ago today. This album, only 8 tunes on the album. 8 songs.
I knew it was a smaller number.
Overrated, too.
Yeah, you're
3 good ones out of the 8. But we'll hear Born to Run tunes all day.
Very good. So the 8 song, there's 7 other songs we're going to hear.
Well, we'll only have room for 7 bumpers today.
Yeah.
So one of them didn't make the cut.
Mm.
I could have cut 4 others.
Okay. Okay. On a day when Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis are being honored, they're about to drive over here and say, "You leave the music to us." A study from the researchers at Mass General Brigham came out today in their medical journal, the BMJ, seeking to establish more of an accurate baseline of CTE. This is what we hear about way too often, in particular with football players, right? There are other athletes. There are soldiers. There are officers. There are other individuals who've suffered trauma, who also potentially suffer from CTE. The way it works, Dave, as you know, we cannot determine if someone had CTE until they pass. And if the remaining family members or in the will, it says an examination of the brain can take place. This is the headline part of it. Of football players who appeared in at least one NFL game in their careers, and who died between 2016 and 2021, the study found the minimum of around 25% had CTE upon their death. Now, that's going to grab you. Now, there are other parts of this that will suggest there could be other health issues that contributed to the CTE along with or had more of an effect than the football.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the part that's hard to distinguish. Others have said, no, this 25% is not high enough. The league says all the right things. We are thinking about the player's safety. Excuse me. Remember, this is the league that for decades dismissed a lot on concussions and player safety and was arrogant and cruel about it. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it's fairly fair. Dismissed might be kind.
Yeah.
Covered up might be more accurate
in some cases. Yeah, I think that's better. But there's been enough of a push from former players, hospitals, family members to say no more. We can go through the list of what they're doing with helmets, what they're doing with officials up above trying to spot it, requirements that have lessened training camps dramatically, independent doctors. There are a lot of things that the league has done. You know what else they've done? They've added a 17th game, and somehow, some way, they're going to get their way and add an 18th game.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get it. It's not a matter of if, it's when, and most likely we just go to 2 preseason games. Who knows? Maybe we'll go to 1 preseason games, and they'll just turn these joint practices. They'll start putting those on TV. The sport has never been more popular. There's nothing close in American sports viewing that's even close to NFL. what is just more popular in this country right now than the NFL? No political figure can ever achieve that. Taylor Swift is probably still the most popular artist, but because she's more than dipped her toe into politics, she's out. Religion is divided. I mean, we're so divided. What is there something? I mean, like, if we could just come up with emotions, happiness, joy, they're fairly popular, but like
breathing,
breathing,
eating dinner,
yeah, food, housing, even how we achieve those items is controversial. So the NFL, I mean, we just gather over and over and over again for whatever reason. We're a diehard to that team. We're fantasy football. We're fear of missing out. The significant other's watching. It's just a conversation starter. You want to be a part of it. Are we going to look back, do you think, 50 years from now, if we even learn more information about CTE and what is happening to these individuals while we sit there and enjoy it and say, what the hell are we doing? I remember Andy McPhail said that to a bunch of us in the press box. And in interviews, we all kind of did different interviews with about that. We're going to look back and really question this. And people said, well, he's just a baseball guy. What does he know? And when Andy said this, this is before he left for the Cubs. I think Andy left for the Cubs like mid-90s, right? So that's early 90s. The NFL has only zoomed in popularity since then. What would need to happen more on the medical side for people to say, I can't do it? And by the way, I thoroughly enjoy the NFL. So in some ways, I'm a hypocrite, right? Now, this isn't Gladiator. We're not holding them hostage. We're not dragging them out there. Individuals are making a decision for enjoyment, for opportunities, for wealth, for success, for the thrill, for the unbelievable opportunities of the endless chances you have to revel in your life. If you want to be a football player, the riches and all the fame comes your way. What's the likelihood in 40, 50 years we're going to think, what were we doing?
Not high. The youth football has already taken a hit, certainly.
Pretty significant.
As parents have learned and said, no, I don't want my child playing football because of the risk of head injuries. And the game itself has... If we're talking at the college and NFL level, it's only gotten more dangerous as far as head injuries as decades go, as players get faster, as players get bigger, as the game just gets more violent. Our brains still just sloshing around in our heads as we keep getting hit harder and harder and harder.
That's what one of the texters just said. No matter what you and you're seeing more of those helmets with like the extra cushion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like somebody, maybe I need to do more research on that. Why isn't every player wearing that helmet?
Because it looks silly.
That's probably it.
That's exactly
it's probably the cosmetic part.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look cool. I want to look sleek. I want to look sexy. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. And as we've learned, it's not the concussions themselves that create the CTE. It's just the constant.
Yeah.
Constant.
Yeah.
Hit here. A smack
there.
I mean,
I'm not trying to downplay the concussions,
no,
but you're right.
Not.
It's the repetitive.
Yes. And you're not going to get away from that, particularly if you're playing O-line, D-line. It's every single play. You're bouncing your head against somebody. You're getting a slap to the head from somebody's hand. I mean, it's every single play. And you're talking about doing this for, what, a decade? Decade and a half? 2 decades? If you're talking as starting as a youth, going all the way up through high school, college, hopefully you get into the NFL.
Right, and
but the popularity is that, I mean, unless there is just a massive movement where I don't know where that starts from. Maybe the teachers union can jump on that.
What if, sadly, we had like somebody die right in the field from a hit? It would cause an enormous examination.
It would. I don't know that it would change anything. It's, as far as, you know, CTE and that, if somebody dies from a hit, I don't think that's going to, because of head trauma, probably not.
Right. And again, folks, if you've ever had a chance to be on the field and actually see the force.
Yeah.
TV in no way does justice to it.
And how many folks have been paralyzed on the field? We've all seen it happen. How many people? Corey Stringer died in training camp.
Yep.
Heat stroke.
Yep.
You know, we've had these awful, awful situations, which aren't necessarily CTE, but clearly due to the game. Has anything changed? It's only gotten more popular.
It's not slowing down.
Mm-mm.
And there, you know, the NFL is pushing back, and there's a lot of other aspects of this story, but the other contributing factors. But I can't fault anybody for looking at this headline. At least 25% of former NFL players who died between 16 and 21 had CTE. But if you're some 16, 17-year-old kid and you're a great high school player,
yeah,
and colleges and scholarships and opportunity.
NIL now?
Yeah.
You get that cash right away.
Think about the money that you're getting right away. It's incredibly difficult to say, you know what? I'm going to pass on all that, even though I'm in the upper 0.4%, and I'm just going to go and pursue my marketing degree.
No, because when you're 16, 17, 18, you are invincible.
Yep.
Exactly. It won't happen to you.
Yep. Sadly, it does. Adam is next with Ask Adam Anything. What do you have for text? 651-461-9226.